Hello everyone, you're listening to Phoenix FM 96.7, coming to you from Dean Clough, Halifax, here in West Yorkshire. I'm Chris Helm, that means it's another weekend of Sunday Bandstand. So sit back, put your feet up, and share an hour with me listening to some quality brass band music. Everyone, and welcome to this week's show. It was reported by the BBC on June the 28th that a prominent figure in the world of brass bands and male voice choirs had passed away after a long illness. We were all soon to discover that it was Gough Richards, one of Cornwall's most famous musicians and someone who has been known throughout his field as a composer and arranger. Gough died peacefully at his home in Cheshire on the 25th of June. He was 66, and his funeral took place on the 5th of July at St Thomas's Church, Stockton Heath in Warrington. I can't imagine there will be any brass band anywhere in the world that does not have a piece of music composed or arranged by Gough Richards. He was one of the most prolific composers and arrangers for brass bands. His appeal to both audience and players, well, it was universal. This week's show is a musical tribute to him and his work. He will be greatly missed not only by his family, but to what can be said to be his extended family, the world of music, particularly the world of brass bands. We open this show with the Fordham's Curtois Band and conductor Nicholas Giles getting to grips with Exploding Brass, a piece written by Gough back in 1997. Gough Richards was born into a musical family on the 18th of August 1944 in the North Cornwall village of St Minver, where he spent his early years. The family had lived in the village for several generations and had always been involved in music in the days when it played a more important part in local life and was one of the few ways of providing entertainment. Both his parents were practising musicians. Father Willie was a trombone player and later conductor of St Minver Silver Band, whilst Mother Charlotte was the village church organist for 40 years. Along with his sister Joyce, Godfrey was a member of the church choir under the watchful eye of his mother, and rumour has it that he would sing out of tune at rehearsals in the hope of being sent out by her to be able to join the other village boys playing cricket. Singing was his first taste of music, but long before starting piano lessons, around the age of 8, he would join Joyce as a drummer as she played piano. The drum in question being a silver cake stand, which in a very battered condition is still one of the family possessions. He first heard a brass band at the age of 9, when he was taken by his father to the Cornish Stadium of St Austell on the 14th of September 1953 to hear the famous National Band of New Zealand, who were visiting Cornwall as part of their tour of Great Britain. The music included the Grand March from Aida, the test piece Coriolanus by Cyril Jenkins, and Finlandia by Sibelius. The young Godfrey was bowled over by the sound, so much so that he pestered his father to take a leading role in reforming the St. Minver Silver Band so that he could play in a brass band. That band had been out of action for some years, and it took, well, nearly 12 months before the band reformed in the autumn of 1954, with W. A. Wills as its conductor. Trombone lessons followed from Edgar Strout, who later emigrated to New Zealand, whilst at the same time Godfrey taught himself the saxophone, which he played in the first of many groups and bands that he formed over the years. Well, it's time for some more music. Oceans was commissioned in 1984 with valuable support from the South West Arts for the 60th anniversary of the West of England Brandsman's Festival. It was first used as a test piece in the Nationals for the second section regional championships of 1994, and then it was used last in the third section for the area contest in 2009. Alan Hope enthused about this following its announcement by saying, "We are pleased to select this wonderful music and wish it to be regarded as a tribute to the work that Gough Richards has produced for the brass band movement over many years." Thank you. The 2009 area test piece played by Brunel Brass. His parents gave him the birth name of Godfrey, so where and how did he become universally known as Goff? Well, it was when he went on to Bodmin Grammar School that the change in Christian name came about. His new friends initially shortened Godfrey to God, which he disliked, and came up instead with Goff, which quickly became accepted. Although a few of his early published works were still by Godfrey Richards, this soon changed to Goff, which he was known as both his professional and personal name ever since. Well, it's time for some more music, and Goff wrote many, many solos for all ranges of instruments. Well, we're going to hear a cornet solo, and it's played by Chris Howley from the Flowers Band. And in 1995, Goff wrote a sweet homage to the noble grape, and it featured brass band and euphonium. Well, we're going to play the second of the suite, and that's Chablais. And instead of being a euphonium solo, it's going to be a cornet solo, as I say, played by Chris Howley of the Flowers Band. Thank you.
Did you know that local radio is an ideal advertising vehicle for the small business? Why? Because it reaches into the heart of the community and helps to make people think local and buy local. However small your business is, think big and advertise on radio. Call Phoenix Radio for a quote on 01422 365 923. That's 01422 365 923. Or email us at sales@phoenixfm.co.uk. You'll be amazed at how competitive our advertising rates are.
Thank you.
concert march tailor-made, played by the Foden's Band. This was one of many commissioned pieces Gough wrote throughout his musical life. Anyway, returning to his story, we're now into 1962, when he was accepted by the Royal College of Music in London for one of only three places available to study trombone. Those 3 years were followed by working for a teaching diploma at Reading University before he returned to Cornwall to take up the post of head of music at Foy School at the young age of 21. Despite teaching full-time, the lure of performance was still strong, and many evenings were spent every week playing with his group in the hotels in Newquay and elsewhere. He also found time to be involved with local brass bands and had spells conducting both St. Minver and St. Bruard bands. Since his brass band march Quest had been published with the help of Malcolm Arnold in 1970, Gough became more and more interested in brass bands and their music and had written several more pieces for them. So when an advertisement caught his eye for someone to lead the first dedicated course in brass band musicianship in the country at Salford College of Technology, he lost no time in applying. Granted an interview, he found the only way to get there and back in a day from Jersey in order to fulfil the evening's engagement at a hotel was to charter a private plane, albeit at the cost of several weeks' wages. Arriving for the interview, his heart sank as he found he was in competition with two eminent brass band musicians, Roy Newsom and David Lukes. Having asked if he could be interviewed first, as he had a private plane waiting, he returned to Jersey to hear that Roy Newsom had got the job. However, such was the impression he had made on the college officials that a post was created for him to lecture not only in brass band studies, but also in arranging, in popular music, and to form and run a college jazz orchestra. Well, it's time for another solo, this time for the marimba, and it's Zimba Zamba, played by Louise Ems, accompanied by the Hepworth Band, conducted by Norman Law, and this is back in 1999. Thank you.
Are you retired, or have you taken early retirement? Have you thought of passing on your skills and helping a voluntary organisation? Then why not come and help Phoenix Radio? Volunteering opportunities include marketing, PR, business development and presenting. Telephone Halifax 365 923. You'd be amazed at the volunteering opportunities that we can offer you.
The Stevie Wonder hit Sir Duke, given the Gough Richards treatment. Anyway, back to Gough's story. We're now into 1978, when he received a commission to write a championship test piece for the West of England Bandsmen's Festival at Bugle. This resulted in The Aeronauts, which mirrored his fascination for the world of aviation and reflected the dramatic and romantic aspects of flying. It was dedicated to his father, Will. In 1978, the winning band was St. Denis, conducted by the late Eddie Williams, who had been a great influence on Gough and had helped him for some time in trying out his arrangements with the band. His big breakthrough into worldwide success as a composer and arranger for brass bands also came in 1978 with the publication of his arrangement, The Shepherd Song, which was based on a popular folk song from the Auvergne region of France. In making an arrangement of it for the King Singers, Gough had realised its sweet and lilting melody would suit a brass band, and it was an immediate hit with bands and audiences alike. And very few brass bands today have produced CDs without at least one of Gough's pieces on it. Well, we're going into our next solo, and we're going to feature one of the best, and that's soprano cornet player Ryan Evans. The story behind this piece, I understand, is that one day Brian got a call from Gough, and Gough said he'd got this piece that, or a tune that he'd like Brian to play. Gough played it over the telephone to him. "Yes, I like that," Brian said. About the same time, Hammond's Sauceworks band, conducted by Brian's good friend Jeffrey Whittam, were producing a new record, an LP, and it was called Festivo. And they wanted to put on this new piece that Gough Richards had written, specially for Brian Evans. well, the rehearsal and then the actual recording came. And an old work friend of mine, Gordon Edison, who was on E-flat bass in those days, these days conducts the York Railway Institute Band, reminded me that what actually happened was that the parts for the recording were faxed through to the band. And because fax paper is so thin and flimsy, all the parts had to be clipped to the music stands. Brian went away, quick run through, came back, Jeffrey brought down the band, one take, piece finished, that was it. And of course, that soprano cornet solo, De Melza, has been played many, many times and been recorded many, many times since. But that's the story of how it came that the legendary soprano player, Brian Evans, got that piece especially for him and then was recorded with Hammond Sauceworks Band. And here it is, De Melza, played by the legendary Brian Evans.
Thank you.
Brian Evans, playing alongside the Hammond Sorcerworks Band, conducted by Geoffrey Whittam back in 1990, to the Gough Richards soprano cornet solo, specially written for Brian, and that is De Melza. Well, we're almost coming to the end of this week's show, which is a tribute to the late Gough Richards. Our next piece is American Trilogy, and it features the Sellers Band back in 2003 at the Brass in Concert, and it's conducted by Philip McCann. Gough was advised many years ago to always keep in touch with young people. He believed this had played a great part in his success, along with his deep love of music. This, allied with a natural Celtic talent for melody and penchant for hard work, has kept us all entertained for many years. His musical legacy will surely last forever, and on behalf of the world of brass bands, we say thank you and we salute you. There could only be one piece to finish this week's show, a tribute to the late Gough Richards, and that's his arrangement of I'll Walk With God. Well, that's it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed today's programme of Brass Band Music. Don't forget, if you have a request or have a question about the world of brass bands, a concert, or a vacancy perhaps, then please contact me, Chris Helm, on www.phoenixfm.co.uk or on 01422 365 923. Or why not send me an email, bandstand@chrishelm.org.uk. So until next time, this is Chris Helm signing off. Don't forget, same time, same place, same spot on the dial. Bye for now.